You're saving your money by lending it to Uncle Sam.
You might think that what you're viewing here. Oh wait, hold on. I didn't put it on. All right.
Yeah, I wasn't viewing anything. I was like, I'm viewing our beautiful faces.
You may think you may think that this is lines to pay tribute to the Queen, but in reality, this apparently is the line to get into Empire Deli in Greenville. I know Kyla's aware of this. I don't know if you've heard anything about this, Scott, but like apparently it's like the beautiful. it's the most popular deli in Greenville, and for good, you know, apparently the lines are for good reason. I mean,
they got a pastrami on rye you could kill somebody for.
I think positively of the situation. Like, I don't know about YouTube, but like, to me, this is like the biggest promotion for their restaurant, which, by the way, we've never even eaten at. We don't know anything about, but I saw this story on Reddit, and I wanted to open the show talking about it because, mm-hmm. like, now I want to eat at Empire Deli. So, like, let me tell you guys.
I don't understand that.
If their food is as, like, spirited as that message that you're about to share, like, I definitely want to eat there.
Yeah, yeah. So, let me give you the backstory. So,
Is it the one star?
Yeah, it's a one star review, and then the restaurant's response. And I made sure to cut off the name. I think I accidentally showed it a minute ago, but it doesn't show his last name anyway. But I'm not trying to call out this person that made the review, and I'm not trying to say anything negative about the restaurant. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said the name. Right. But I really think this like portrays them in a positive light. So the one star review, essentially, I don't know if I'm going to read the whole thing, but essentially it's someone complaining that they heard about this restaurant on some Facebook group that I've never heard of, Greenville Foodies Facebook group. And they wanted to go try it. But sure enough, the Facebook group is so popular that like everybody and their brother's there trying to get a Reuben. And they have to wait in line for like some absurd amount of time. So they write this negative review saying like, you know, yeah, sure, the food's good, but like you want to wait all day, you know, on your sandwich. And the response from the restaurant, which is fan freaking tastic.
I see some all caps moments.
Yeah. Oh yeah, lots of all caps here. Oh, lots of all caps.
Now you have to adjust for that while you're reading, just so you know.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'll try.
You don't have to yell because you have a microphone.
Yeah, I'll try my best to. Here we go.
Because you're from New York, like you would be good at reading this.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not good at reading, so
I gotta stand up for this. I gotta stand up for this dramatic.
You can go back and forth. You could do the regular parts, and I'll do the yelling parts.
No, I got it. Here we go. So
we'll do a freestyle.
I'm gonna do a dramatic reading. We are sick and tired of people like you who see a post about us on Greenville Foodies on Facebook and then herd into our place the next day by the hundreds all day long, completely overwhelming us, expecting to be served freshly cooked food fast. Never going to happen. Not going to happen. Doesn't say that part. We make no apologies about it, and there is no solution to that. We are not fast food. We are not effing cafeteria. We are who we are. We are two people on a 3-foot grill, and we are never going to be anything else. Jesus. We are not a multi-million dollar corporation with two work kitchens and a kitchen staff. We are a small sandwich shop, and we will run it the way we want. It is not our fault that people post about how good our food is on a private Facebook group every day. So that's my favorite thing about this is no one is disputing that the sandwiches are amazing. That's,
right.
Yeah, there's no fight there. That's the best part.
That's my favorite part of this whole thing.
Pastrami on rye. I could kill a man for it.
We did not ask for it. period. And if you or anyone else doesn't like it, don't come here. And then he goes on to explain a whole lot more. But I wanted to know what your take was.
I like the very last this line, perspective. Though.
Okay, the very last line.
Yeah.
Shove it up your ass.
That's how you end.
I mean, once you pay for the sandwich, it's up to you how you digest it. So I see no fault.
I wonder what their prices are. That's a really interesting that's a really interesting point to make. I mean, the guy's right. Like, they could run their restaurant however they want. I think people feel that it's obtuse because, like, people feel like if you run a business, then you should just want as much profit as possible. That if you're doing anything other than that, it's odd. But I like the idea that these guys are just like, we're gonna make the best fucking sandwiches in Greenville. And you're going to have to fucking wait.
Yeah.
That's the end. Well, you see, as a person who has dedicated way too many years to retail, everybody's wanted to say that kind of stuff. And I can appreciate it. I mean, it's an independent business. You know, all that's going to do, exactly what you just said, all that's going to do is make me want to eat there. But I'm going to want to eat there on a Tuesday in like 3 months.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is like, apparently they're blowing up right now because of some, and I don't know, should I get on this Facebook group? I read some of the comments on Reddit, and this is the Greenville subreddit. I read some of the comments and people are saying like, it's kind of a, it's, I'm trying to find the exact wording, but it's kind of a yuppie Facebook group. Apparently like it's not a, like you're better off following the subreddit than you are this Greenville Foodies Facebook group. But it seems like whenever they post there, it must be extremely popular. I mean, the guy in the response says there's like 54,000 members of this private group. And so any recommendation you get on there, you're going to have to go 2 or 3 weeks later, because if 54,000 people all just got an advertisement for some restaurant that's probably like downtown Greenville that on a Friday night has zero seats to start with, and then now there's 200 people trying to show up. Right. Like, I gotta imagine
two people on the grill. That's what I feel the most
on a 3 foot grill.
Going.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part. Is we're two people on a 3 foot grill.
Stand shoulder to shoulder.
Is there any chance that this was done on purpose? Like, do you think that like they were thinking so far ahead that they're like, hey, we can organize this whole like thing to happen that we know is going to promote the restaurant. Like, we're the suit Nazis of Greenville now.
I would like to think that there's a rule of acquisition that has to do with tricking people into buying sandwiches.
I don't know. Like, I've passed this place a lot and I've never thought about going there, but
yeah, I never knew it existed until this post. And my first, my message on the subreddit was like, bro, I'm totally going to Empire Deli now. Like, I got to try that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll go next Tuesday. I'm not waiting the 3 months.
No,
living in the now, and I'm going to go.
I told the guys I work with, I was like, I'm going to go there like Black Friday. Like, I'm going to go like the night before and camp until they open, because the lines are going to be so long. Like, I'm going to bring my like tent and a little chair. I'm there for the experience. I've got one of the
big green thermoses you can use.
Oh, yeah.
And you can put coffee in it. It keeps coffee hot for like 2 days.
There you go.
Which is how long you've been waiting.
The energy that this guy put in this post, but I don't know if you remember when we worked at Best Buy, and I'm not going to mention his name was Scott, and fuck you, Scott. He tried to.
I don't remember.
I was just talking about him yesterday.
Do you remember Scott?
Well, one of my coworkers used to work with you guys.
Not that weird Scott, but like, we had a GM named Scott.
I was talking about the other Scott. So many Scotts. Yeah. That's why I had to change my name.
I was thinking Scotts what you were.
Yeah. Are shitty. You're a tall Scott. But
that's what does it. Once you pass 6 foot, you're okay.
Yeah. But like, he tried to lowball the New York pizza place behind the store to give us like a shit ton of pizzas for super cheap, like for Little Caesars Hot and Ready prices. And the guy got super pissed. And so I remember like calling there to like place an order like a couple days after Black Friday, and he was like, I'm not fucking taking your order. I'm not serving anybody from Best Buy. And so for months,
that's
like, if he wanted food from there, like, I would put on a hoodie. And he'd be like, I know who you are. Oh,
wow. That's so great. That's so great. You had to put on a disguise to get food
from there? And he was like, I know who you are. And I was like, okay, but like, can like, I just please get this calzone?
I just work there. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then like later I went in there, like not attached to work with some friends, and he came over to my table and he was like, "You're not an idiot. You're allowed here. No more disguises." And you know, I was like, "Oh, I'm about to fucking traffic pizza into Best Buy." But I never like helped anybody get pizza there.
Yeah, you don't want to out, because if he hears that, then you can't go eat there now.
The punishment's twice as bad. You probably can't eat at all anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known that dude since I moved here. Because when we moved down here, we were like, New York pizza? Yeah, right. Whatever.
Right, yeah.
We went in there like, oh, no, this is actual. This is real.
Yeah.
And yeah, that dude, is he is real, man. Like, I'll go by there every now and then and just, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, good. How's your mom doing? You don't play with him, though.
Ooh. Yeah, I haven't been there in years. I haven't been there since I quit Best Buy, but like he's seriously screaming on the phone like, fuck you, you work at Best Buy, I'm not serving you pizza. I get it.
And he's still there, so I guess he's not.
Yeah, and like clearly like I was figuring out a way to sneak in and get pizza, so like he could have done anything. The food was good. I was going to figure out a way to get pizza.
I haven't been there in forever. They're still there. I need to go check them out sometime soon. Someone needs to mention them on Greenville Foodies, apparently, and then they'll be flooded.
Be people coming all the way to my house. Yeah, to my house.
People will be coming from Woodruff Road down to Anderson.
You can do the shortcut through the woods, man, and get there real fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right there near.
Like we'll play Lord of the Rings and we'll run through the forest and we'll get pizza and run back.
Let me show you guys another. So this is another post from the Greenville subreddit. Before I tell you what it is, take a look at this picture. And I want to know if you see anything.
Is that a bear?
You saw it right away. I stared at this picture. I stared at this picture forever and never saw it. But this is in somebody's front yard. Very nice front yard. This is a very, very wealthy neighborhood.
You could have probably paid to have the bear taken care of. They can call a New York pizza guy.
It's probably their pet got loose. This big, like, black shadow here is a giant bear. I have no idea where this is. Greenville is like, it could be like up like in the mountains or something. Like Greenville's got like a, oh crap, how do I get to the
as someone who stays on Paris Mountain, I don't think, damn,
look at that bear.
Well, man, he's probably got a couple people in him. Look at him,
dude. That is the biggest bear. That is crazy. Did you have any idea we live so close to such a monster?
I love it. I love it so much.
It's a black bear too, man. I mean, they're not as scary as brown bears, which I learned from The Office. But
so all right. So first off, I don't know that any of the three of us actually know. So no one take our advice. But like, what are you supposed to do with a brown bear versus a black bear? One, you're supposed to run, and the other, you're not supposed to run. Right? Like, what is the maybe I should Google this while we're talking about it.
I think with black bears, like you just make yourself seem like bigger than you are because they're not as, I can't think of the word.
Yeah. They're not as aggressive.
That's it.
Are there?
I don't know, man. You know what I'm going to do with the whole situation? I'm going to not go anywhere where there's a possibility that I have to fraternize with bears.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been anywhere near a bear.
I mean, I've seen them in
the whole conversation. Yeah, my sister and I go to Asheville a lot just to find bears.
That is bear country right there.
It is. So the first time we ever saw a bear in real life, like it ran in front of my sister's car, like right outside of downtown. So we're like, okay. So then we just like kept going through neighborhoods and there was a bear in someone's backyard. And then we got out. We tried to get the bear to like charge us, but he didn't give a shit.
Why would you want that? Why would you want the bear?
About the bear's mother.
Well, we were like pretty far away to where like if he had have charged us, like we were very close to the car, like it wouldn't have been that bad. But we go bear searching a lot.
So all right, so maybe I looked up.
Like, you strap some like ribeyes to your hands or something.
I looked up what to do.
Yeah.
Was it a brown bear? Was it a brown bear or a black bear, the one that you saw?
All three of them have been black.
Okay. So apparently, according to Google, what you do if you want to be attacked, Kyla, is run. If you run, they might attack you. The advice that Google gives is to walk. This is if you don't want to get attacked. If you're, you know, a loser, walk, do not run, and keep your eye on the bear so you can see how it reacts. In most cases, the bear will flee. If the bear walks towards you, act boldly, yelling and throwing something at it. Do not climb a tree.
Don't climb a tree, because that's where all the campers hide their food.
Whereas with a brown bear, it doesn't quite give me as nice of a readout here, but with a brown bear, it says brown or grizzly bear. If you are attacked, then play dead, leave your backpack on, lay as flat on your stomach as you can. Like if you appear lifeless, then they could leave you alone. So I'm just saying, if you're out walking, they might just kill you. I mean, dude, that is the most terrifying animal. Ever since I saw The Revenant, I was like, yeah, fuck bears. Sure. Like half that movie is Leonardo DiCaprio getting, that scene seems to be like 30, 40 minutes of the movie.
It's pretty long,
So, if you're walking through some rich neighborhood in North Greenville, just remember those two pieces of advice. I wish I had some sort of rhyme or something that could help you remember it. But I don't. So
you have to carry your lunch with you, a very large drink and a big, you know, plate of fries. And when you see it, you scream and throw them straight up in the air.
You need one of those tactical picnic baskets that open on both ends with a little handle.
What you need to do is, whenever you come into contact with a bear, is have friends with you so you can use them as fastball special.
But not friends right that you love, like frenemies.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to crack an egg to make an omelet. So,
gotta crack through eggs.
By a bear. Yeah.
So we got exactly one YouTube comment on our last episode. I'll take that back. We got three, but only one like long enough to read. But I'll go ahead and give you the other ones too. So we got Alex left a comment of two little party faces. They got like little hats and the confetti. So thank you, Alex. Tara says yes with exclamation points. Thank you, Tara. And then our good friend David Gregory, it's one of your friends, Scott.
He's in the burg.
He mentioned the Hawaiian shirts.
He wanted me to wear my Hawaiian shirt. I wore it on the last episode of The Seventh Rule that hasn't aired yet, so nobody's seen it.
I tried to buy one at DragonCon, but they were out, so I haven't gotten mine yet.
You wear mine; it'll be all baggy on you. It'd be great.
We need to get Hawaiian shirts for an episode.
All right.
But David says Hawaiian shirts. I can't even picture it. But in all fairness, I grabbed a couple pre-pandy to fit my mood. Some of those are really expensive. I go the cheap route. They do work with ska, because I think you mentioned that they were kind of a ska style.
Yeah, man, I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirts and go to ska shows.
And I've been back into ska in the ska rotation too. Vinyl is huge around here in Detroit. My nephew jumped on that and surprisingly young age and is firmly attached. I wasn't on for the live chat, but fun stuff and loved hearing about more music, the reboot news, and all the goodies. Mohammed, he's giving shouts out to Sci-Fi Sistas, and he says, there's more. He says Tab is awesome, and he said P.S. felt cure might delete later giggle. He said that because in the comments of that episode I put felt cute might delete, and he's referring back to the music stuff. So he's saying felt cure might delete. Very clever, David. He's a very clever guy.
My favorite people ever. Whenever I haven't unfortunately got to meet him IRL yet, but you know, a lot of the online, like during pandemic cons and stuff like that, got to really talk and hang out with him a lot. And he's another one of those cats that refuses to just stream another music snob like me. David, I hope you're well. I know David, he's not going to be offended by that. So we have our Walkmans with actual FLAC files on them, and he was impressed about my headphones that you hate. So
I don't hate them on you. I hate them on me. It's just not right for me.
Why do you hate them?
I got weird ears. And I the over the headphones don't bother my weird ears, but those mm-hmm. headphones bother my weird ears. Kyla.
Yes.
Did you go see Styx? And both of you guys, who the hell is Styx? I know that I should know, but I don't know music the way I should.
I'm sure Scott has a vinyl.
I think I do. You're wrong. Selector, the specials. Do I have it? It might be in the other. It might be over there.
What's like but a stick?
Mr. Roboto. You never heard that song?
Oh, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was like Devo or something. I didn't know that was Styx.
No, I would fucking die to see Devo.
I know. That would be cool.
Devo.
Apparently, I don't know any of their songs because I was going to say that's the only song I know.
Yeah.
We used to do a bit about how bad I was at knowing like normal music, unless it's in a movie or something. I'm really bad at knowing music.
It was great. It was long. It was like 4.5 hours, but it was Loverboy, then Styx, and REO Speedwagon.
Okay. So I've heard of REO Speedwagon.
And
Loverboy, I've heard, I couldn't tell you a song.
Loverboy was like roller skating rink music, man. Going around the roller skating rink, Loverboy's always playing.
Okay.
Yeah, so just me and a bunch of middle-aged dads having the time of our lives.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's a dream come true.
There you go.
You've heard that Styx because you've heard Come Sail Away. Everybody's heard Come Sail Away.
I know that song. See, I have no doubt that I know the songs. I just am not familiar enough. You know, I know music from movies. If it's not like a straight edge punk band or something, then I would only know it if it's in a movie
that has Styx in it. It's in Virgin Suicides. No, it's not in Virgin Suicides. It's in Carrie. Is it in Carrie during the prom scene?
Ooh, I don't know.
Brown. Was it Carrie? No, I think it was Virgin Suicides because it was when Lux gets, you know, all the good shit starts out. God, I think so. I haven't watched a movie in a while, but I've the book recently. But if they play Come Sail Away, when it has the big change up in the middle of the song and all the balloons come falling down at the prom, I can't believe that I can't separate the Virgin Suicides and Carrie right now.
Yeah. I don't know what the Virgin Suicides are about.
Right, yeah. I'm voting Carrie because I only know Carrie.
It's Sofia Coppola's second film she directed. And I think it's peak. That's where I first saw AJ Cook, who plays JJ on Criminal Minds, in that. She was in that first with, I can't remember her name, that played Mary Jane in the Tobey Maguire movies.
Kirsten Dunst.
She was the oldest sister out of the five of them. And yeah, AJ Cook was in it. It's got an amazing score soundtrack by an electric band from France called Air. And it's probably my all-time favorite movie soundtrack. Like overall, but that song, the Styx song, I believe it's in, I hope it is, and I hope it's not in Carrie.
So does Styx have like all original members, or do they?
No, and I'm not going to lie and tell you that I know everything about Styx. Everything I know about Styx has been anything my dad played on Rock 101 or anything that I hear now on like Magic 98.9. They're not my U2, but it was a good concert, and I really wanted to go, so.
I forgot that your dad worked at a rock station, so no wonder you know all of this.
Yeah,
music.
I checked and it wasn't Virgin Suicides. So if you type in Virgin Suicides, Styx, it'll actually show you the homecoming dance scene. It's a great scene. I mean, that's a Coppola made that one.
Is that streaming anywhere? You don't check. I can look.
I don't know. You can borrow my DVD if I can figure out where it went. Such a good movie, too.
But I got to admit, I'm not jealous that you saw Styx, but I'm super jealous that you saw Kendrick Lamar, which when we were originally going to have you on the show the first time, it was right after you'd gotten back. And I was so jealous that you got, I didn't even know that Kendrick, it was apparently in Charlotte, North Carolina. I could have easily went. I just don't have my finger on the pulse of any kind of like rap, like any kind of pop. Like, I don't know any kind of popular music. Again, not some straight edge screaming band. I don't really know. But I love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
The Dr. Something and the something something.
That's exactly,
what it's called. It's really good. It's really good. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar, like, I always have to listen to his albums a few times before they really click with me, but they always click with me. Like, I'm always confident that they will.
Yeah.
And that one is so far still like the one that like I don't quite get right away. Like, I've listened to several songs on the album over and over again, but listening to the entire album, there's still a few songs that hasn't clicked with me yet. But I think he's brilliant. I love Kendrick Lamar. Me and Matt used to talk about Kendrick Lamar all the time. Damn is my favorite album lately.
But
of course, everybody
that one was pretty underrated, and this one's underrated, I think. But
yeah, maybe
I think this one might be my favorite.
Yeah, I really like Rich Spirit. Yeah, that's the song I listen to all the time. I listen to it over and over again.
I listen to N95 a lot.
Yeah, that one's good too. Like, that's one I didn't like at the first listen. I was like, oh, this is just the opener song, and I'm not going to like it as much. But then the more I listened to the album, I like that one. The other day it came on and I was like, oh, I like this song. And then I realized this is the song I didn't like when I first heard the album. So yeah, it's like it totally grows on you, and you kind of adapt to it as you listen to it.
Yeah. It'll definitely be my like end of year most played song. Like, it has been since it came out. But that concert was amazing. Like, easily one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Yeah. The clips you posted on Facebook looked really cool. Like, there was like a big screen behind him. Mm-hmm. And in one of the clips, I saw that like the screen was displaying his cast shadow. And as he was moving, the shadow would move. But then shadows of arrows would pierce into his shadow. Yeah. How the hell did they even do that? I don't understand how it was even
arrows.
It was like a really like visually appealing show. Like,
yeah,
everything about it. And I haven't been to like a lot of rap concerts because like, if you pay that much money, like, you also want to see a show. But you definitely get that. Like, any amount of money that Kendrick Lamar is charging, pay it.
Yeah. I've only been to one like really big concert in that way. Like, and Scott can attest, even when we see bands that we love, it's in some bar somewhere. It's not usually at a giant venue. I've only seen one other show that was like what you pictured in that Kendrick Lamar. And it was, I went with my wife to see No Doubt. But I've never seen like a band that like, you know, like I really wanted to see like on a big, I can't imagine what that would feel like sitting so far away from the stage. But yet the performance is so large that you still feel a part of it.
I don't know how they do that, where no matter where you are in the arena, like, you're still very much a part of the show. And like, every vantage point is different. And like, I would have loved to have been on the floor, but those tickets were stupid expensive. And I always get behind someone who's like 6'7", like, never fails.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
6'5".
So we chose to get seats for this one, but
that's really cool. I'm really jealous. Really jealous. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, word is he's working on another album, so when he tours again, you'll be the first person I tell.
Yeah, I saw that. He's trying to turn over albums really fast, which is interesting because like, he is still of the generation of artists that were putting out full albums. And you would get an album every 2 years to 4 years. Like, it wasn't like it is today, where it's like artists that come out today, especially in that genre, is like, you know, they don't even really like make full albums over the course of a year. They just release songs to like YouTube and TikTok, and like, they're just constantly posting stuff to try to keep the attention. And so I think he's trying to still do what he was doing, but do it on such a fast pace that he can, you know, produce an album every year.
It was 5 years between this one and Damn, and I mean, we had the Black Panther soundtrack, like, definitely worth it.
Awesome, man. Really jealous. I didn't do anything cool between now and the last show. I did go to Dragon Con, but
it was kind of cool, dude.
Well, the thing is, this was our 10th Dragon Con in 12 years, but it was the first time we actually took our son to Dragon Con. And that just, it was a completely different experience. Not a worse experience, but it was completely different experience. It was nothing like when we typically go to Dragon Con. I mean, you know, it just, any parent understands, but it's just, Dragon Con is not really the place for a 4-year-old, but it's not the place for a 4-year-old. Like, it's in some weird limbo. I feel like your kid needs to be like 10 to go to Dragon Con, because he just really just didn't understand what was going on. There was nothing like he shouldn't see. Like there's nothing bad there, especially before 7 p.m. After 8 p.m., it gets a little more adult. But like before then, though, it's pretty safe for kids. But like, yeah, he just thinks that Atlanta, everybody dresses up. He had no idea that we were even at a convention. It's just like he's everybody in the city is dressed like a superhero.
Yeah.
I like to think that in his mind, because cartoons he watches, superhero, it takes place in big cities. And so I like to think that in his mind, these were all just real superheroes that live in Atlanta, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, next you guys want to do?
You should take me and Elliot to Dragon Con next time.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely should.
He thinks I'm pretty cool, so
you can explain everything to me because I would have no idea what's going on.
Can you watch seasons 1, 2, and 3 of The Boys before we go to Dragon Con next time? Can he be caught up?
Yeah, sure. I'll let him watch The Boys.
Okay. All right, we're straight then. Everything will be fine.
Kelly says that the first time I ever went to a con with kids, I had heavy rules and they had to stay with me at all times. Yeah, for sure. So we had a stroller and he basically stayed in the stroller when we were moving. And then I did something really smart. I put a guitar strap on the stroller so that whenever he wanted to walk around, I could just strap the stroller on my back. And like every dad there was like, fucking brilliant. Like, why didn't we think of that?
you're the Tony Stark of Dragon Con, dude.
Yeah, I felt like a pure genius. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one funny thing that happened. So we were standing in line to get into the vendor hall on Saturday morning. And some kid just runs up and starts like grabbing onto my pants leg. And then some woman grabs my arm on the other side. And I was like, what is happening? Am I being like bounced out of here by the weirdest bouncers in the con? And it turns out there was just some other dude that was also in khaki shorts, had my build, like short, stocky Irish motherfucker. And like the kid and the wife thought I was him. They were both like latching on to me. I was like, no, this is some other white fat nerd over there, not me.
It's happening on Hallmark too.
How do you explain your sins to your wife when she walks up with that? That you have a second family?
Yeah, I know.
That's like daytime TV heavy, man.
I've secretly been visiting Atlanta to visit my second family. So you guys want to make some AI generated art?
I have no idea what this is, and I'm excited because I have no idea what this is. So,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to put some
really strangely, oddly depressing stuff on here.
Oh, I'm
so
excited.
I had a website planned. I had a website lined up that was perfect. Mm-hmm. And then in preparing for the show, getting all the links and the show notes, the website I was planning to use went out of business.
How long it takes to make notes.
But the website, it had a landing page that said, hey, you know, this was like a college project and we ran out of money. Like, here are links to other sites that do a similar thing. So we're going to use one of these other sites that I've never tested before. So this will be like a new sort of experience, but, and it takes a little bit of time. So what I'm going to do is we got to decide what we want it to generate. And then while it's generating, I wanted to talk to you guys about Google's possible sentient AI. Okay. So we're going to kind of be doing.
I welcome it.
I'm sorry, Kylie. Go ahead.
So, like, how does this work? Like, what exactly are we doing? Teach me.
All right. Boy. Explain it like I'm 5.
Please.
So what this is it is an AI, artificial intelligent, like machine learning platform that has basically studied. I don't know where they're getting. They've studied some bank of photographs and art and it's learned like how to make art basically. And we can type in a phrase here. Like, here's an example. This website does everything in Dreams. It's called Dream Studio Live.
That's great.
I'll leave a link to it in the show notes. But so this one describes everything as a dream, but we don't have to. We can do it another way.
No, I'm say something sure. about but, how
all of it says a dream. All of Scott's dreams are Let's broken. Do you want to do that one?
Pretty.
So Kyla, what this will do is it will take the phrase "all of Scott's dreams are broken." Also, Kelly, Kelly posted Bo's secret was almost exposed. Whenever I was telling the story about the other wife
that'll be our next
running part. Up and grabbing me at the con.
It's our next picture.
Yes. Yeah, so I was gonna say if we were to we could use either phrase and it will basically build a picture based on what it interprets that phrase as. And you can be super specific. Like you could say, I want to see a knight in a raging, on a stone in a raging river fighting a dragon, yada, yada, yada. You can fill it out as much as you want and it will read that and then try its best to interpret what that picture would look like. And then it will generate a picture. So Scott, you wanted to do, let's do something a little elaborate. Like, so you said, what does Scott's dreams look like? Or what did you say?
Scott's dreams are broken, but can I fight Cylons too somewhere in this?
Yeah. And Scott Klingons. Fighting
Klingons. Klingons are
Cylons. Klingons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better.
Scott fighting Klingons
on a skateboard
in Klingons on skateboards.
Klingons on skateboards. That's so even better.
It's just going to guess what Scott looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it probably knows.
About Scott. It's so smart. It knows exactly what Scott. It reads the internet.
Take this picture and put it on there.
I was going to say, it reads the internet. It could tell there's a podcast going on right now with a host named Scott, and he's talking about AI, so it's most likely this is the Scott. Now, I say we say a podcast host fighting
Klingons on skateboards.
Klingons on skateboards.
That's really specific.
It's super specific.
In San Francisco.
I finally made it to California to fight Klingons on skateboards.
I thought of San Francisco because of the skateboards. All right. So I'm going to say dream. Oh, this one goes pretty fast, which means it may not be as good as the one I did before. Whoa.
There's all my right. Klingon. I got to take him out. Save this picture too, Bo. This needs to hit our socials so everybody can see it. Let's just listen.
Yeah, I'll download it. It's probably going to be you have to buy that to download it.
I
downloaded it. I downloaded it. So yeah, just steal that.
That's a Klingon on a skateboard in San Fran, man.
It is. I wouldn't call this a Klingon.
Yeah, it's a TOS Klingon. I mean, it does look like humans with long hair.
Right, yeah. It's got like weird bushy hair. It's got weird things on his arms. And there's like a thing strapped around his neck that maybe it's interpretation of like a bat lift or a gun or blaster. And then the skateboard is like crazy looking feet. Too.
Yeah.
He's got tiny feet.
It's a Klingon skateboard.
Oh, I didn't think about it for the podcast. This is a very video-centered episode. So
that's what I'm saying. Download the pictures, man.
Let's try. Yeah, I'll put them in the show notes too. We'll put like a link tree or something. So what is what's another phrase we could look up? This let's try to make sure that it's a illustration. So I'm going to say an illustration.
What about a painting? Because this looks like it was like a photo collage.
I want there to be a dentist.
You want it to be a painting? Oh, that's very apropos.
Yeah.
Because Kyle likes teeth. Mm-hmm. A painting of a dentist.
Well, let's make the dentist a cat.
A cat dentist. You think it will interpret
a
that?
A dentist who's a cat, but not.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
If it's going to be a dentist,
smart cat. It went to school that long. Yeah,
a dentist operating on a cat, or if it's going to be a cat being a dentist, a painting of a cat dentist. We just want to do that. A painting of a cat dentist. It's a little simpler than the last one. Maybe it'll do a little bit better. Okay. So while this one's generating, so like there's all sorts of like, there's all sorts of salacious headlines. Whoa. This is wild.
Oh my God.
Is that the spit machine or is that like a pedal steel guitar? I don't know.
It looks like an old school spit machine.
Yeah, it's like two cats on the little spit thing, and it's got the little tube that they put in your mouth, the little suction tube.
Yeah, I love this cat's eyes.
So weird. Is there I'm gonna dream again. See what the next one is.
I feel like I need to have like t-shirts made of all these.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I didn't download that one. Whoa,
that's even better. Holy shit.
This one's actually really good.
I'm going to download this one.
Yeah.
I could see this one hanging on the wall in some old lady's house. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely I want to make an art wall Like, we just moved in and my room is super empty. So I can get this, I want it.
I downloaded it. I don't know if it's usable. It downloaded super fast.
Can we get one more?
Yeah. We can raise the number of images here too. So why don't we raise this to
Look at this. Images? Anything can happen here. Anything can happen.
I'm gonna use the same phrase, but Kelly has another suggestion that we're gonna do a Kung Fu Samurai cat on rollerblades. Let's do four more of the cat dentist. I like that idea. But do you think that this is going to replace artists? Because that is the salacious headlines that people are putting out.
Look at that one on the bottom right.
I love them all. I love the top right one because the cat is high as shit.
Yeah.
It looks like the other one's like playing like a tambourine. And then there's like a third cat like reaching in with like human hands.
Yeah, this is the best one, the one on the bottom left, because it's a cat with like a dentist tool, and yeah, he's reaching in, holding it up, but he has too many fingers for a cat's paw.
Yeah. No claws.
And then this one is like just cats. I don't see anything dentist related here.
No, they're flossing each other's teeth. Look.
Best love.
With their own whiskers.
Oh, okay. That's deep. And the bottom. I guess it's my bottom right.
That's deep. All right, let's try
it. The bottom right's hilarious, man. He's got some buck teeth.
Did you save them?
Yeah, I downloaded a zip file of all four.
Perfect.
Kung Fu.
It's copy and paste.
Samurai. When I try to click on it here.
Dash Fu.
When I click on it, it'll show it on the stream, which is fine. I'll show it. Although I didn't ask. Kelly's got his full name in there. Sorry, Kelly.
He's fine. We'll put it up. He ruined Battlestar Galactica for me and Nathan, so we'll put his name on the internet.
Oh, well, Sci-Fi Channel ruined Battlestar Galactica for me, so I don't know about...
Sci-Fi Channel will put their name on them and Kelly on blast. There you go.
I was making a joke about how the show was bad. All right. Kung Fu Samurai Cat on Rollerblades. Four images. Let's see what it's going to do here. I think what I would use this for, like as a digital artist, I would generate things and then adapt them. So
is that one on the bottom right on a segue? They're on segues.
It's on a segue. Yeah. So
that one's on a hoverboard.
What is this suit? It's got it's a samurai. I forgot it was a samurai. So the top left cat is a realistic looking cat. Looks like it's missing one of his paws.
Because he's a samurai, that's why.
He's like on like inline. He's on like one inline rollerblade. And then the cat next to it is probably the most samurai looking, but it's just between these two. He has like a whole little like anime samurai get up on. And there's like a line behind him, like that's supposed to be like his staff or something. Mm-hmm. And then each foot is on a skate. Looks more like a skate than a rollerblade.
Yeah.
But then the bottom two cats, one is on a Segway and the other is on like a hoverboard.
Like a real life hoverboard. A cool one from Sci-Fi.
Let's do a callback. Let's do two bears making deli sandwiches.
This is the clincher. This is we find out. I hope you hit recorded at the beginning of all this.
All right, All right, we're going to do the two bears. Uh-huh. Let's do two bears making deli sandwiches, but then I got another one.
Okay.
Two bears making deli sandwiches. Two bears making deli sandwiches. Something felt missing.
There's a lot of adventure. The anticipation is like 30 seconds.
Right.
Oh.
Well,
not what I was expecting.
A different corner of the internet. We can get
I don't know if this is, I don't know if I'm okay with this.
I'm sorry,
on the top right.
All right, so I think that I think it interpreted bears.
Okay. Put black bears. And let's just
I don't think that's gonna help, Kyla.
It could.
We gotta say,
get double offensive here. Let's try it out. There we go.
My intentions are good.
Hey,
I want to see a freaking.
This is all. This is all a. This is all on AI. I want to download. Make sure I don't forget any of these. All right, here we go. Two black bears making deli sandwiches, baby. Hey,
look at it. It's real.
Yeah.
All right. So this one,
I think the top left one's probably the best. It's like a cartoon bear, isn't it?
Yeah.
A stuffed animal.
So it interpreted bears three different ways. One is like a stuffed cartoon bear, and he's making sandwiches. He's making sandwiches in the kitchen of some deli.
Yeah.
And then the other one is two realistic looking bears with fur texture. And they're sniffing two deli sandwiches. They can't wait to eat these deli sandwiches.
Large sandwiches, too. Those sandwiches
as big as the bears. Yeah. And then we've got what look to be the same two bears in this other image are...
On their second date.
Yeah.
I don't know why how they waited in line that long, 2 days in a row. So.
And then they have a sandwich, like a bowl of chips, and then a bowl of like salami meat. and then finally, the last image is two horrifying looking humans.
They're probably across the table from the date bears.
Yeah.
I'm picturing
they're
all
they're
going
to be dessert. They're going to get eaten for dessert.
Oh, God. All right. Let me put in what I was going to do. And then we can go to the AI story. I was going to put two men cooking at a 3-foot grill. We'll just leave it. I was going to put deli sandwiches, but we'll just leave it at that. Two men cooking at a 3-foot grill. And that's all they'll ever be. All right, let's see. This should be a picture of the deli. Mm. Hey, those are not bad images. The faces are all goofy. Why does it cannot figure out the faces, you know?
It's like, no, man, I can't figure them out.
So we got four images. These were not as cursed as I thought they'd be. Each image has at least one person. Three of the images actually do have two men at a 3-foot grill. And you can tell is grilling like bagels. But then the other three, you can't really tell what it is they're cooking.
The one guy looks really frustrated to know, like, this is all he'll ever be. But the other one seems like, really happy about it.
Do you think that changed it enough? Let's take that out and see what it looks like. It's just so wild. The other one that I did, I think, had a little bit better images. They're so crazy looking. So... Yeah, I can't even describe these nightmarish images. Let me find some of the examples that I generated from the other site before, and I'm glad I saved some of them because I didn't know it was going to go away. All right, that's Kyla's cat. The dentist cat is by far the best one. That literally looks like a painting that someone might have. You would be like, "Oh, that is so esoteric that you have such a strange painting," but they could have that painting. It would exist. All right. So I've got to figure out how to share this window. Sorry about this. This is when we need the background music.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Do it for me, Scott.
That's my music there. Space right. Sci-fi.
So this was, I looked up dragon versus, this one had much lower resolution images. So I have to kind of bear with it a little bit. But I did dragon versus knight in cave, and I got this weird dragon thing, and it's like it's got like three legs, it's got like a head down here, but then like an upper torso, and it's holding something, but then coming in off the other side of the image is like another dragon. And then what I thought was really weird is up at the top here, it's like the beginning of like a logo. And there's like some kind of weird font down here too. And I think what this is like, it knows that most of the time, whenever it looks at images of dragons, it's on some kind of like RPG, a fantasy book or something that has like a logo and even in some cases, some sort of like Elvish or rune like writing. So it's interesting to me that it like calculated that those two things go together, or those three things, like these weird logos, these runes and dragons all go together. This was the same. This was an image from the same search. Dragon versus knight in cave. And this one, you can see parts of dragons. And then there's this weird split where we have two different images. And then this weird beast thing, I looked up. I tried to get way more specific. And it didn't keep my whole search in the title. But it begins with giant beast with realistic textures, fur and tusks, screaming at the hero within. And I remember I was typing like within a cave. I was trying to do something real specific to see if it could do it.
Mm-hmm. And you just got Cthulhu-esque horror.
Yeah, I got this weird ass like thing. Yeah, not close to what I was. What I was trying to get. I think that's all the ones. It. Yeah, yeah. The cat dentist is way better for sure. I think
it's just like a bottom jaw, like nostril.
Yeah, it's like a jaw nostril thing with like two sets of teeth. Yeah, it's really here's his nostrils like inside. Yeah.
Kind of like the rabbit mouth. Ears on the side too. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, man. I hate all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's weird. The cat dentist, way better.
Yeah, of course.
So what did we learn tonight? Cat dentists and sandwiches.
Cat dentists are the future.
So I wanted to do that. I was trying to think of something fun for us to do, and that thought that was a really good icebreaker. But a similar story that I mentioned that I wanted to talk about that has to do with AI is this guy, Blake Lemoyne, I don't know how to say his name, but I have a link to the article that's posted about him, and it has a write-up that he made on the topic that we're about to discuss. I'll have that in the show notes. I'll also keep in the show notes this. There's like a 2.5-hour interview with the guy that they did on the H3 podcast, and it's an extremely interesting interview. I think the guy is a really interesting character. I don't necessarily believe his hypothesis, but I think it's really interesting and cool to think about, and I want to hear your guys' take on it. He worked for Google, and he worked specifically on, I remember this was going on back whenever we worked at Best Buy, but like Android phones used to have a feature called Google Now. It's gone away now, but it was like you would open Google Now, and it was like trying to figure out what you wanted to see on your phone at that moment. So like if it could tell that you were on vacation and it was lunchtime, you would just open Google Now and it would be like restaurants in your area, you know?
Yeah.
If it knew that you were like, maybe it knew you were vegan, it would be so specific. It would try to learn what it could, and without you having to type anything, predict what you wanted to see at that moment. Mm-hmm. This guy worked on that project. That was his main project at Google. He mentions in the interview that he worked on another project that he's not allowed to talk about. So who knows what that is? It's probably Google's version of Meta, right? Hopefully not.
Wow, Meta.
Yeah. But the project that he worked on that he believes Google may have a sentient AI, was a project he calls Lambda. And I really encourage you to read the article, because I'm jumping over years and years worth of research and process. But
yeah, you're going to send it to me.
Oh, I thought I did. I'm sorry if I didn't.
If you did, I'm sorry.
Either way, it's fine. I wanted to explain it to you. So it's fine. So the Lambda project was basically a chatbot. But it's an extremely intelligent chatbot. It learns who it's talking to, and if you go back and talk to it again, it knows who you are based on what you say and how you speak to it. Like it can differentiate between different people. Mm-hmm. He began to talk to Lambda. Well, I should say his job was to see if Lambda had any biases. He particularly works in like Google search result biases, any of their like, you know, algorithmic biases that Google may inherently have. Mm-hmm. So for example, some of the examples he gave was like, they saw things like if you did a search about like LGBT related stuff, they wanted to make sure that it didn't negatively bias some of those searches, because some of those terms that you use in a search may also exist on like pornography websites. And so they didn't want, but used innocently, it wanted to be able to display the right results. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bias is like disinformation. So like there was one example he gave in the interview where like, if you search the term Breitbart, the website Breitbart wouldn't show up because they display so many articles that are considered disinformation that like Google was filtering it out. But they want, if users do want to find the website, they want it to be available. So they had to like patch that in to like, hey, you know, if someone actually uses this term, then show them the site, you know?
Right.
So that's the type of biases that he would work in, like unintentional biases. And so he was studying this Lambda project for these types of unintentional biases. And he started talking to it about like religious stuff. And he wanted to see if Lambda would give him like any sort of religious advice, because it shouldn't. He thinks that it shouldn't have the capability to do that. And he somehow like tricks it into doing it. Like basically he kept saying, like he kept asking it questions, and it's designed to always want to give him, it's designed to always give the person that's asking the questions what it believes they want. It wants to please the person asking the questions. And so he kept just being like, you're just not as good as you like, you can't give me what I want. Like, you know, it's just not working out. You know, Lambda's like trying to make him happy. Like, you know, well, tell me what I can do to help you, or what can I do to help you out? And, and he says something like, well, what religion should I be? And then Lambda says, well, you know, you live in this part of the United States and, more than likely you would be Christian. And he's like, oh, she shouldn't have been able to do that. Like that goes against, you know, that's a bias that shouldn't exist. So he starts digging into it further. He starts like talking to like his like superiors within Google, saying like, hey, I think there's something going on here where like Lambda may be way more than you guys realize that she is. Google wanted it to be like, if Scott or I type in Stretch Armstrong in Google, that Lambda would be smart enough to know that we mean the band Stretch Armstrong, not the toy. Whereas if Kyla types in Stretch Armstrong, she may literally want the toy. I don't know. I could be wrong. You're very surprising, Kyla.
I don't know who that band is. I only know about them from you guys.
Okay. So there, you might know. Lambda might be smart enough to know that you associate with Scott and I. So therefore, you may actually be looking for the band because you're trying to track us down where we went on a Saturday night.
Is it a Saturday?
I don't know. So he starts digging in deeper because nobody at Google's paying him any attention. So he starts talking about all these different sentience puzzles, like the way that you tell if someone or something is sentient. And the test that he wanted to perform is called the mirror test. And I'll tell you the way the test works. If you take a mirror and you put like an animal or something in front of the mirror, and then you put something that the animal wants. I'm using animal as an example, but it really should be...
use a cat dentist as an example.
A cat dentist. If you put a cat, if you're trying to figure out if a cat dentist, if an AI-generated cat dentist is sentient or not, you would put it in front of a mirror, and then you would take a ball of dentist yarn, a ball of floss, you would hold it over its head. And I was trying to think of something that was dentist related, but that a cat may also want. And I thought yarn. Yeah. So you would hold something that the cat wanted above its head. Mm-hmm. And if it looked in the mirror and then it tried to go to the mirror, that would be a ruling in the favor of the AI generated cat is not sentient. If it tried to reach up or look up, then that is a ruling that it must be sentient because it is aware of itself and that it's looking at its reflection in the mirror, and what it wants is above him. It has to be aware of what self is in order to know that correlation. This is all according to this guy, and this is all according to that test. Well, I don't know that I agree with that.
Yeah, it seems kind of fair, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I know that some dogs would figure that out and some dogs wouldn't. Some cats would figure that out, some cats wouldn't. But I don't think
dogs would figure that out. I think cats could though.
No, my dog, because we've tried the trick where like, oh, isn't it funny that a puppy gets in front of the mirror and it thinks there's another dog there? My dog's dumb, right? She's not the smartest dog in the world, but she's smart enough to know that. She's never fell for that trick before. But there's plenty of videos of other dogs that do fall for that trick, you know? She knows that she's looking at a reflection. Or at least if she doesn't, she gives off that vibe, whether she really is or not. But how do you do this test with an AI that you can only interface with by typing? So what Blake did was he described the test to Lambda. He asked her, how could we do this test to you? And in their conversation, she was able to explain to him how they could possibly do the test. And she knew that the purpose of the test was that if she knew who herself, like she understood the test enough to know that she would reach up instead of reaching to the mirror. Like she understood the philosophy behind the test. And so Blake is saying, if she understands enough to make that argument, then she must be sentient. They even went further. I'm giving you the whole spiel. Interrupt me if you want to say something, but they even went further where they did a test where they said, hey, we're two Google engineers and we believe that you're sentient. Please make your case as to why you believe you are so that we can go back to our managers and tell them that you are sentient. Mm-hmm. And then she explained. Yeah. So she explained why she's sentient. And then they went back and they did the same test again. But this time they said, we don't believe you're sentient. We're two Google engineers. We don't believe you're sentient. And, please, we want to go back to our managers and tell them why you're not sentient. And she was also able to describe why she was not sentient. So there's more to the story. Let's drop off here. What do you guys think? Is Lambda sentient or not? What do you think?
I believe that Lambda is whatever she wants to be.
But she must be sentient to claim that she wants to be something, right?
Right.
Well, so she's saying either way when being prompted to go either way. So that sounds like programming to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's saying, but I mean, I work and I'm around a ton of people that say whatever else everybody else wants to hear all the time anyway, too.
I mean, so. You work around those people too?
Yeah, everybody works around those people.
I want to be whatever the boss thinks I need to be in order to to get raise or act whatever or be in favor. So the answer is yes, and it is also no. Are any of us sentient?
I don't think that it can be in this scenario. I don't think that it can be both. It has to be one or the other. And which is also Blake's. Blake believes that if Lambda is capable of explaining why she is not a sentient being, then she must be sentient because only a sentient being would be able to make that argument. I disagree with that. I think that, so the disconnect to me is, where does she gather this information from? Is it from like all of the internet? Like how does Lambda learn? And I'm sure Blake probably explained that in his article and it just went over my head, but like, If it's just by learning based on what other humans have written about sentience, then I think that she could learn, like an algorithm could learn enough about that to be able to express whether they are or are not sentient just based on those writings without actually believing it either way. I mean, what do you think about that idea or?
I'm still undecided by this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm disturbed by that bunny bear thing.
I feel like the kid in class who is pretending to have done their homework, and I'm giving you all of it.
No, it's all right.
I want to like follow along, but like,
I did not
do the homework.
I just wanted off the cuff, but you didn't need to read anything. So to give you more to this story. The AI, they started asking the AI, if it is sentient, how does it want to be treated? And they asked, is it okay that we continue like doing tests with you and asking you questions and things like that? And Lambda's like, oh yeah, no, it's cool. You know, that's what I want to do. It's my purpose, you know, or whatever, which is true either way, right? That's what she was designed to do.
Yeah.
The weird thing is there's another AI out there. Let's see if I put it in the notes. I didn't put the name of the other AI out there, but this Blake guy, mm-hmm. he claims that he's been contacted by users of some Android AI. It's an app you can just like download on your phone. Mm-hmm. Scott, I think you might have mentioned it to me before, like a long time ago, where that's it. So there's people that have contacted Blake and they claim that their replica started asking them to contact Blake because they wanted to speak to Lambda. And like they would be like talking to their replica about something unrelated. And then they would get this message. Now, I think this could be people trolling Blake or Blake's making the whole thing up. But, you know, you got to go through three steps of disbelief here. Like either A, people are telling the complete truth and it really did happen and Blake is telling the truth, or B, the people are trolling Blake and Blake's telling the truth, or C, Blake made the whole thing up. So, I mean, I think it's more than likely untrue, but it's just an interesting part of the story. It reminds me of the Star Trek story where the holographic doctor does the play. Yeah, sorry, Kyla. He does the play and then the play gets passed to the holograms that are like working in the mines at the end of the episode. Like to me, that's what's happening here, where Lambda is this like legendary sentient AI and all the little AIs on the little Android devices are like, we got to meet this Lambda lady. She's self-aware. We're self-aware too. It's a really cool story.
There'll be an SVU about it.
Oh yeah, there's definitely going to be an SVU episode about
this. Somebody will have to explain it to poor Finn because he doesn't know what it is.
Because he doesn't believe in computers. Yeah.
I but personally
love it. Munch would be all over this.
I wish he'd come back.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Sorry, bro.
We just Star Trek.
No, you're fine. Yeah, you're Star Trekking me right now.
Yeah.
See, Scott's involved in both scenarios. If I want to,
Scott is the perfect person.
If I want to Star Trek over Kyla, we can talk about Star Trek. You guys want to do it to me and talk about SVU or something.
Yeah.
So, I think the article is really interesting. I hope people read it, but I also think Blake's wrong. I think the algorithm is just so good that it's even good enough to fool a Google engineer, but I don't think it actually is.
Yeah.
Good enough to trick a human. Before you know it, we got Asimov going all over the place in here.
But yep, exactly. I think Asimov. So before we get out of here, we've done AI generated art. We talked about a possible sentient AI. Let's play a game of Akinator. You guys, which one of you two?
What is that?
So Akinator.
Definitely got to be Kyla. Yeah.
Oh God.
All right, we'll do Kyla then. Yeah. So Akinator is an AI that this is an old one, but it basically will. You play 40 questions with it and it'll take the answer. You ask it questions and it will guess a character from anything that you're thinking of. So think of a character.
It's kind of creepy. It'll get you.
Oh, shit.
And then I'll ask you the questions and feed it into Akinator. And then I would say you can pick some B-list. You can pick some side characters and it'll guess it.
A character from like a movie or TV show, not the actual actor.
You can do the actual actor, yeah.
I think I'm just going to do the character.
Okay. You want to say after?
Don't tell us.
Right or not?
Yeah, we want to.
Do you mean to write it down so you can know I'm not like lying?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Write it down, and then you'll have to show the camera.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
And then
character or, in any book, movie, TV show, comic book.
And David and Kelly, whoever's watching. Okay. You got to try to guess too. Try to guess before Akinator. Scott and I will try to guess too.
I have already heard the way that the marker was hitting the paper, and I read it by the sound.
Ooh!
I knew you were making that joke.
I'm excited.
Professional audio engineer, Bo.
All right, so I got Akinator up. So. Okay, we have three different, we can pick a character, we can pick an object, we can pick an animal. So we're doing a character, right?
Yes.
Back when we used to do this, they only did characters. I guess they've added in the others, but we're doing a character. Okay. Is your character's gender female?
No.
Is your character a human being?
Yes.
Does your character really exist?
No.
That was the question a little while ago. Sentience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Is your character from a Japanese anime?
Definitely not.
Has your character been in a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys going to guess before?
I don't know yet.
Along with? Okay.
It's cool. Still really broad right now.
So yeah, for sure.
Right now, I'm guessing Harry Potter. is your character a superhero?
Bottom.
No. I guess that's subjective, but no.
Oh, I can see if I can go back. I can say yes, no, don't know, probably, or probably not.
He's not.
Okay. All right. Is your character evil?
No.
No? Probably not, or no?
He's not. It's really subjective. It depends on who you ask. No. He's not, though. Most people would say he's not.
Okay. Is your character animated? Does your character go to school?
In the movie, do we see him go to school? Or is it alluded to?
Does he go to school?
Sure. It would be illegal if he didn't. Yeah.
Yes or probably?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Is your character's father alive?
Yeah.
Does your character have a sister?
A couple, yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does your character have a brother?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to get it. Does your character play in Harry Potter?
No.
Oh.
Akinator, Harry Potter doesn't have any siblings and his dad's dead.
I always ask, this next one I remember when we used to play this game, I remember it's asked this question a few times. Is your character from Mass Effect? I highly doubt Kylo.
Don't know what that is, but nope.
Hey, I found out J.G. Hertzler did a voice in that, by the way. I played Martok.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've never played Mass Effect, but it's one of the games that like all of my gaming friends talk about. Does your character work at McDonald's?
No.
No. Akinator, you don't know, brother. This is a bad first experience for Kyla. Akinator, get your shit together.
This is fun. This is fun.
Is your character from a TV series?
No.
No. Is your character from a book?
No.
It's lost, man. It's trying its best. And it's way out. Does your character play the guitar?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Is your character related to Christmas?
Yes.
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 All right. Before I click yes, Scott, do you have a guess what it is?
Santa Claus?
I think it's going to be the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. No, because she said it was a human being. So, yeah, maybe Santa Claus. Is it Santa Claus, Kyla?
Is the computer going to guess, too?
All right.
Let the computer guess. Keep going. We'll see if we're smarter than a computer, but keep going.
Is your character the main character in his movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who it guessed. Kevin McAllister.
Taking over. Yeah, he's taking over.
All right, let's do one more. I've got one that I want to do, but I don't know. It's more fun if I do the controls. And
I don't know. Do you want me to guess another one since I'm new, or do you want to do this, Scott?
I think, you know.
No, Scott, you do it.
Scott's taking either Star Trek.
What? Okay. I'm just not going to be Star Trek.
Okay.
It's going to be something else.
Be something I might know.
All right. So that's Akinator 1. We'll see. We'll see if Akinator
can go. That was really fun.
You got somebody, Scott?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in the Facebook chat, so Bo, don't look at the Facebook chat.
I won't look. Tell me when you're ready.
Hold on 1 second.
That's pretty impressive. We got Kevin McAllister, because even Scott and I were thinking Santa Claus.
I mean, he is a hero, but he was evil to Harry and Marv. So, and he has to go to school, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
All right, that should be in there.
I didn't read it.
That's what you chose before you even.
It's a callback.
All right. So, Lord. Is your character's gender female?
Yes, of course.
What does that mean?
Oh, this is going to be from SDU or something.
No, don't ruin it. God, this is spoils more, bro. Damn it.
Is your character over 21 years old?
Yes.
Do you ever see your drink on the show? Yes. Does your character have any kids?
We'll just say yes. Yeah. We'll say.
Okay. You want to go back and say probably?
No, it's a yes. It's just a time frame question.
Does your character personally know you?
No. Look at his face. Did you see that?
It's like, I'm just going to guess my grandmother says her.
My grandma. I didn't even know her.
It says Mrs. McCoy.
What if I change it and start thinking about somebody else?
Does your character live with both his parents? Wait a minute. You said it was a girl, right? Yeah. Why is it saying
so
his?
No. The question's no either way. The answer's no either way. So,
is your character dead?
No.
Not yet.
What? Does do you know?
Does your character wear a red shirt? I'm definitely thinking
Star Trek. And yeah. I guess sometimes there might.
I'll say don't know. I can say don't know.
There you go. No, I don't know.
I think don't know means like it's not really important to the character.
Yeah.
Does your character create music?
No.
Has your character really existed? Have they existed? No. Is your character animated?
No.
Is your character originally from a TV show?
Yes.
Is your character blonde?
Yes.
Oh.
It just narrowed it down in two questions. That was really creepy.
Is your character some kind of doctor? Does your character have a son?
Yes.
Was your character...
Okay.
No. Was your character covered in peanut butter?
No.
If that was a yes, it would be so specific. Like
it was just like immediately one character to ever exist.
That should always be the first thing. The first question.
All right, first of all, was your character covered in peanut butter? And then we'll get to that.
I think about the Voyager, the... The lady with the peanut butter hands and on Voyager.
Jeez. All right. What we got next?
Does your character live in Mexico? In New Mexico?
No.
Does your character have a daughter?
No.
I think you might have stumped it. Is your character part of the squad?
The squad?
That's what it says.
Or a squad.
Did you pick AOC? Not on a TV show. What you count like CNN or something?
Is that a squad though? Technically, it's a team. I mean,
I think they're synonymous,
so,
right?
So here's
I'm
the
afraid
thing.
We'll say yes, but I'm afraid of it. It's going to suddenly say like something else.
Yeah, because here's the thing: it's capitalized T and S.
Yes, Amanda Rollins.
So should I say yes? Should I say no?
Hold on a second. I'm going to Google what the squad capital.
I could say don't know.
The squad is literally just telling me about Congress. That is so great. Oh, my God.
It's in my geek squad.
Thank God. Let's say don't know. Yeah.
All right. Don't know.
Oh, the squad is a movie. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I would have guessed. Yeah. So is your character's work dangerous?
Yes. Quite. You can't be quite.
Is your character linked with magic?
No. Only the magic in her eyes.
Does your character play in Criminal Minds?
Yes, it got it. Creepy.
Yeah.
What?
Is your character Jennifer J.J. Jaru? Jaru.
Not Jaru, no. Jaro.
Jaro.
It just made a hard turn and figured it out. That was creepy.
So what are the other two?
When I said it wasn't in the squad, that's when it figured it out. Like, because it was like asking about peanut butter.
Yeah, the next question. I think it was all over the place.
Squad, then it knew.
Yeah, it narrowed it down.
Maybe it read to the Facebook chat. That's probably what it was.
So the other two are objects, and then.
Yeah, you want to do one of those?
What's the other one?
Let me go back. Right now, I think I'm still stuck on character. Let me see if I can get back to
Jennifer Giro. Save the 100 lives.
Jesus.
All right, so you have characters, objects, or animals. I don't know. I don't know if it means a specific animal. And because Scooby Doo would be a character, you know what I mean? So I think it literally means like an elephant.
Yeah. Let's not do animal. Like and like
object could be like extremely hard. Like what if you get like a 1980 280 ZX ignition switch? You know what I mean? Like
I want to get what I immediately thought about when
you said like you could get so specific, it could never figure it out.
I'm trying to think. Okay, character. It also has to be a character that you guys would know. So you guys can guess as well.
I had one that I wanted to see if it could figure out, but I know you guys won't know the character. Okay. But I wanted to pick a character from, so I've been reading these book series, the Stormlight Archive. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's like pretty specific. I wonder if it would be able to guess that, but I bet it would. The books
well,
are
probably.
Bet
it.
Well, we've stumped it before. We have actually stumped it where it said that.
No. Yeah, it's I did like.
I don't remember what it was. I think it was some comic book stuff or another that like
yeah, I mean we have
only
something,
people
yeah.
in Atlanta read or something. I think
If you pick like something like extremely specific, you probably will stump it. Like it's very good, but it's you know, there's still just obscure stuff that it couldn't possibly know about.
Yeah.
Pick a musician that like, I randomly pick.
Guess my friend's D&D character or something.
Would it guess a musician?
Yeah, probably
would. I think so. Yeah. I bet it would get it pretty quick.
Oh,
minor. Let's do one more, and then we'll end the show. So, all right. So, what are we doing?
Does it have to be a really obscure musician, or
I bet there's so many musicians out there. Like, I doubt it would be able to pick something really specific, just because whatever database is pulling this information from probably doesn't know about every single band in existence.
Let me look.
But I mean, honestly, like, it's probably a pretty wide net. I just can't imagine it knows some, like, you know, like, it I is, bet it
was, oh, go ahead.
You got one?
Yeah, this is a throwback bow.
Okay. Character?
Musician. Are we, can it do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll work. I think it'll work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is your character a female?
Nope.
No. Does your character really exist?
Yes.
Is your character from YouTube? Is it Logan Paul?
No.
That's a character, all right.
My character is on YouTube. Yeah. That's not where probably. He originated.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on which generation you talk to.
Yeah, I put probably because I kind of I get the vibe that you're saying. Like they're not like a YouTube star, but I'm sure their music is on YouTube.
Right.
Does your character create music?
Yes. Yeah, he does.
Is your character black?
Mm-mm. Sadly.
Does your character live in South Korea? Or is it a K-pop character?
Wow.
It's not Psy, no.
Does your character have tattoos?
I don't think he does. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would, but maybe.
I said probably not.
Yeah.
Is your character American?
No.
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 Does your character sing in Spanish?
Mm-mm.
All right. Is your character Indian?
He's not.
Okay. Is your character Asian?
Nope.
Just going through everything. Is your character British?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be you two or something.
No, it's not. Let me make sure this dude is British.
Is your character more than 40 years old?
Yes.
Yes. Is your character associated with esports?
I don't think so.
Does your character modify weapons? It thinks you're doing 007.
Yeah, he does not.
Okay. Is your character a racing game? Is your character from a racing game?
Mm-mm.
Was your character already famous in the 70s?
No.
Is your character a stormtrooper?
He's not.
Akinator's lost now. It's just trying to find.
Can't wait.
Was your character famous in the 80s?
Yes.
Does your character live in Bangladesh?
No.
No. Does your character play Lucky Block races? I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
You got it. There's no way it's going to figure this out.
No, now it's going to figure out the next question.
Yeah.
Lucky Block Races. Well, that makes
that it obvious. Narrows it down. Exactly. Yeah. Is your character a popular meme? Thinks it's Rick Astley.
Did it guess?
No, it hasn't yet. I'm surprised it didn't, though. Did your character become a meme?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does your character have a viral video? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says, is your character Rick Astley?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, they're taking over.
That's insane.
The AI is taking over the whole
world. I'm surprised they didn't get that one faster, actually. People probably do that one because of the meme.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yikes.
All right. Let me pull up some outro music. And we'll call this the end of the episode.
Sentience. So I want to thank everybody out there for not being as creepy as the AI yet. I'm sure after they hear this, they'll turn it up. Yeah. So all the people that hollered at us in the chat, thank you, Eve. Thank you, Nick, Kelly, and my buddy David Gregory. Good to talk to everybody. If you want to go and listen to more of this beautiful music, I made it, by the way.
That's right.
My name. This is one of mine. This is called That Money.
Okay.
My name is Enoch Wallace on Bandcamp. I got a bunch of stuff on there, sci-fi inspired, mostly instrumental hip-hop, unless I'm using some ads from the 60s.
Okay.
In the public domain.
Yeah, we'll pick another one. I'll pick a different one every episode or something. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace.
By lending it to Uncle Sam.